utmost for his highest. June the 9th. The next best thing to do. For everyone that asketh receiveth. Luke 11 verse 10. There is nothing more difficult than to ask. We will long and desire and crave and suffer. But not until we are at the extreme limit will we ask. A sense of unreality makes us ask. Have you ever asked out of the depths of moral poverty? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. But be sure that you do lack wisdom. You cannot bring yourself up against reality when you like. The next best thing to do, if you are not spiritually real, is to ask God for the Holy Spirit on the word of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes real in you all that Jesus did for you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. This does not mean that you will not get if you do not ask, but until you get to the point of asking, you won't receive from God. To receive means that you have come into the relationship of a child of God, and now you perceive with intelligent and moral appreciation and spiritual understanding that these things come from God. If any of you lack wisdom, if you realize you are lacking, it is because you have come in contact with spiritual reality. Do not put your reasonable blinkers on again. People say, preach us the simple gospel. Don't tell us we have to be holy, because that produces a sense of abject poverty. And it is not nice to feel abjectly poor. Ask means beg. Some people are poor enough to be interested in their poverty, and some of us are like that spiritually. We will never receive if we ask with an end in view. If we ask not out of our poverty, but out of our lust. A pauper does not ask for any other reason than the abject, panging conditions of his poverty. He is not ashamed to beg. Blessed are the paupers in spirit.